This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated 184 newly type 7 multi-story flats for members of parliament at Baba Kadak Singh Marg, New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said around 350 new MP houses have been built so far since 2014. He said between 2004 and 2014, not a single new MP residence was built. Mr. Modi said MPs from different states live together in these houses, which reflects the vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Mr. Modi highlighted that in this multi-story building, more than 180 members of parliament will be able to reside together, and these new residences also have an important economic aspect.
2014 से अब तक इन फ्लैट्स को मिलाकर करीब 350 सांसद आवास बनाए गए हैं। यानी एक बार ये आवास बन गए, तब जनता का भी पैसा बच रहा है, साथ ही 21वीं सदी का भारत जितना विकसित होने के लिए अधीर है, उतना ही संवेदनशील भी है।
Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run zero hour. The opposition members raised the issue of special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar and other matters. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the house till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Lok Sabha also. When the House assembled at 11 a.m., the opposition party started a protest demanding discussion on the issue of special intensive revision. The Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. The Maharashtra government is set to introduce a social security framework for over 5 lakh gig workers across more than 320 e-commerce, aggregator and service platforms. A draft bill prepared by the Labour Department proposes a cess on companies linked to their tax and GST payments to create a welfare fund. The fund will support health insurance, life cover, fixed income and educational benefits for workers and their families. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that Australia will formally recognise the State of Palestine at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September, marking a significant shift in the nation's foreign policy. This decision aligns Australia with countries like France, Britain and Canada, which have also signalled their intent to recognise Palestinian statehood, aiming to bolster international momentum towards a two-state solution in the Middle East. The Deputy Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, is set to visit Iran today. Iran's Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said the visit aims to hold talks on future cooperation under a new framework approved by Iran's parliament in June this year. However, he clarified that no inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities are planned during this trip. Germany has announced a halt to arms exports to Israel, citing concerns over Israel's plans to expand its military operations in the Gaza Strip. Chancellor Friedrich Merz said the decision was driven by the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza and fears that further military expansion could lead to mass civilian casualties and require the evacuation of the entire city of Gaza. Despite the move, the Chancellor emphasized that the core principles of Germany's policy towards Israel remain unchanged. Germany is Israel's second largest arms supplier after the United States. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. IMD also issued orange colour warning in these states for today. The weather agency further predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over West Bengal and Sikkim today. In boxing, young Indian women pugilist Nisha and Muskan showcased their impressive skills by winning gold medals, while five others bagged silver in the Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.